Welcome back into our special edition of Sports Talk. We're here at Nicholls State University in Thibodaux, hanging out at the Manning Passing Academy. Things wrapping up in the practice session, now getting ready for the Air It Out competition going on later on this evening. Now happy to be welcomed by Ozone Sports Technology, Tony Gaines and David Ward. How's it going, guys? Thanks so much for joining the program.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Okay, the first time I saw y'all equipment, I thought y'all were bringing some beverages over there. Man, me and Steve, Coach Rod, looking, Coach Rod was, no, Mike, that ain't nothing to drink in there. That's the food with helmets and shoulder pads and stuff like that. So kind of tell us what your company's all about.
So at Ozone Sports, what we basically do is we provide schools, high schools, colleges, and different facilities the opportunity to clean and sanitize and disinfect their helmets, shoulder pads, cleats, all the things that they use that we can actually put inside, and in 15 minutes you can sterilize it, sanitize it, and deodorize it.
Okay, it's not like passing that rag with that spray on there from years past.
No.
Just wipe that down. And so first got to meet at the Louisiana Line Camp, but you guys have really got this going in so many different places today.
Yes, a couple of places that we have in Jackson, Mississippi. We have a couple of the high schools there. Tulane was one of our first colleges that actually brought this technology.
Under on. Coach Fritz or Summerall?
Under Coach Fritz.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And basically what it does, it allows them to not have to use washing machines or dryers. It dries the clothes, sanitizes it, deodorizes it. Not just the helmets and shoulder pads and cleats, but also you can put the jerseys in there. So they basically take their jerseys. When they take their shoulder pads off, leave the jersey on there, throw it on the rack, put it in the chamber, and in 15 minutes it's sanitized and dry.
Well, my mom would have liked that years ago. You know, no cleaning that jersey and those
right,
pants.
Exactly.
And she would have loved that she had does not have to use detergent again.
Oh,
it's basically a small amount of distilled water that you place inside, and it lasts for 10 years. The technology does.
So the cleaning part will last 10 years.
Yes, we basically there's a device on the top that's taking air from the outside. We have a UVC light bulb that's inside 185 nanometers. That's how you create ozone. The ozone layer that we see across around the moon, I mean the sky, the earth that's out there. So it takes that air in, brings it in, and it converts that air, that O2 oxygen, adds an atom to it, and creates ozone. Becomes O3. And so it can not only just clean on the outside, but it penetrates the foam of the helmet,
yeah,
of the shoulder pads, where the moisture and the sweat is harboring.
How long did it take to come up with this technology?
The technology's been out about 10 years. One of my partners who was in the Atlanta area came up with it because his son was having a problem with lacrosse equipment.
Okay.
And so he thought, he's a scientist, he's an engineer. I've done engineering myself, and I have a medical background as a nurse as well. So I'm into the sanitization, but also the real cleaning. We're basically talking about killing staph, MRSA, mold, mildew, anything that can harbor where sweat is.
Man, we've heard so many athletes get a staph infection, and that's bad to the bone when you get that.
Yes,
even
is.
A regular person, when you get it, that is a really dangerous situation when you get staph infection.
It is. And one of the things that's really unique about the technology is I ran track for the University of Alabama.
What?
So
Alabama guy?
Yeah, so forgive me for being over here.
No, that's all right. That's all right. You graduated from there?
I did graduate.
Okay.
I'm one of the guys that graduated.
Okay.
But one of the things I tell people, this technology is like the pre-Fontaine.
Oh, well, that I know.
Sanitation.
No, growing up, that was the guy I wanted to be like.
We both did. I'm a miler.
Exactly, 2,500, 10,000 meters. And Steve was unreal. Man, just it ended for him, you know, car wreck right before 76 Olympics when he had a chance. He really had a chance to win it all, and just tragically his life. But what Pre did, and Steve Prefontaine, who I'm talking about, and I got a Sports Illustrated. I got a ton of them on my wall, but the one when I turned my chair and I looked straight ahead, it's Steve Prefontaine.
Yep. I had one on my wall as well. Him and Sebastico, who was the gold medalist and the world record holder. Both of them were right at about 5'5", 5'6". You know, they're always going to pad it and say they're 5'8", but they're not.
And no way Steve was no 5'8".
Yeah,
I know that.
He wasn't. And so, you know, I'm 5'4", and I ran a 357 in the mile as well.
Oh, Okay.
At the University of Alabama. Ran track, ran for Reebok during the summer and ran Olympic trials.
For people who don't get it, Steve Prefontaine, who built him his shoe? Phil Knight.
Phil Knight.
First one.
Yep.
First shoe was Phil Knight building it for Steve Prefontaine. They were tied because of Oregon.
And that's University how Nike got started.
That's how it started. Yeah. In the
70s. That's amazing, right?
It didn't start with football.
No.
It started with track.
That's right.
And now Phil is, how much Oregon needs for something? How much y'all need? I got that check.
Yeah.
I got that. It's a good one.
That's funny because, yeah, I definitely would have thought that actually Nike would have started with basketball. But
No. Oh, no.
It was pre. It was Prefontaine.
And they made the waffle shoe.
Yeah, I remember that.
It was the waffle shoe.
Yeah. Waffle.
Yep.
Tell us how you got involved with it also.
Yeah. So I was working for Gatorade for 35 years. I was part of the organization. So I was actually in Jackson, Mississippi when Dion, because we Jackson State had the beverage, PepsiCo had the beverage contract. So I ran into Tony, and every year Tony would say, "When are you retiring? When are you retiring? When are you retiring?
Yeah. Come with us."
So we stayed connected, and Mike, I've been involved in athletics my entire life, and
I know you told me your story. It's a long time.
Yes. I'll have to give one shout out to the University of New Orleans, because we were the first Louisiana team to go to the College World Series. So I tell everybody, I said, UNO showed LSU and everybody else how to get to Omaha. One name changed the game. And what was his name, Mike?
Skip Bertman. He was Bear Bryant for college baseball.
Yes, he was.
Thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. And, man, for what you guys are doing, a great technology.
Very cool.
And so tell them how they can get in touch with y'all.
My number is 601-955-5008. And also they can go online to ozonesports.com.
We appreciate it, and thanks for, man, filling us in on that. That is some really interesting technology and what you got doing. And, man, something lasts 10 years in today's world?
Yep.
Well, that's a long time, those last 10 years.
It is. Longer than
buy you a washing machine and see if it lasts 10 years.
Yep, exactly.
You're lucky to get 10 years out of that one.